without a market, what's the use of having fisheries out there?
Vincent Lang said in his speech that when he took the job leading the department, he thought he'd mostly be answering questions about biology and harvest rates. He says now he keeps an eye on the economic side of the industry as well.
I can guarantee you it's not going to go unnoticed in terms of the amount of effort I'm going to put towards it to make sure that we don't end up losing fishermen, we don't end up losing processors, and we don't end up losing fisheries and the importance that that has in terms of tax revenue to our local community.
The overall consensus shared at Comfish this year was that the entire commercial fishing industry is in trouble. Processing companies and fishermen alike have shared concern about how global seafood markets affect them. Some companies like Peter Pan Seafoods and OBI Seafoods have announced plants will close. Vincent Lang says now that the federal government has protected U.S. seafood markets, Alaska fishermen can help fill any gaps, but commercial fisheries are facing myriad of issues other than economics. Vincent Lang also shared concerns about a petition to declare Chinook salmon as an endangered species.
This is an attempt to shut our fisheries down, all of our fisheries, for the Gulf of Alaska.
He says while stocks for the species are down, they don't need intervention from the federal government yet. Some Alaska residents have partially blamed bycatch and intercept fisheries for why Chinook are struggling to hit escapement goals. Vincent Lang says he wants to minimize bycatch, or incidental harvest, by limiting fishing in areas it's most common.
We're trying to tackle this using the innovation of the fishing industry with some kind of performance metrics and new science that informing genetics to hopefully keep the fishing industry in the water.
The commissioner also talked about researching how much hatchery fish compete with wild stocks, controversy over electronic monitoring, and wanting to expand the department's role in managing areas like in the Cook Inlet. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.